What a farce that is. Have you ever known a game called off so close to the start?
Good question. Probably not, no. Listen, usually disappointed. We thought we were going to get called off yesterday. When you find out there's a pitch inspection at 3 o'clock the day before, you think obviously there's something wrong. So surprised to say it was on. And then this morning, 9:30, another inspection. Fine, pitch is okay. And then at 5:30 tonight even. No, there's just a little bit of hard surface in between, just in front of the dugouts. But I think as soon as they take the covers off, I mean, I don't think the temperature's dropped any more than it was all day. But this pitch is certainly unplayable. So as disappointed as we are, after all the travel and the supporters that have come down, we're gutted for them as well. It is the right decision. You know, how it's come about.
But it's the timing of it, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it was only 7:30, and the kit man came in and said to me, he says, they're discussing the pitch. But I've got to say, when we came out on it, you don't want to put any negatives in the players' heads because we want to be focused on what we're doing. But me and Kenny both says, by the way, this is, you know, it's possibly not even playable, this. And some of the boys come in and I'm old school, oh, just get on with it, come on, we'll, you know. But certainly the right decision, because it's dangerous. The pitch is dangerous, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, Michael Appleton feeling the same, did he? Is it one of those where you get some managers together and you discuss it between you?
Yeah, and I put forward the fact that we should either, you know, the next Tuesday should be our place because we've come all the way down here, or we should go straight to penalty kicks now. Oh, we should toss a coin and get through the next round, but none of them sort of appease, so we'll be back down here next Tuesday.
I appreciate your effort there.
Yeah, I had a good go, didn't I? Yeah.
Not bad.
Could have gone straight to penalties, couldn't it?
It made an exciting 20 minutes or so, wouldn't it? Yeah, we noticed you going over to the fans there. I mean, they've made the journey and now have to do it again next week, and Eddie's gone over there as well. He's still just walking towards us as well. It's, you know, the petrol money and the travel for them.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. And it's, you know, this. We come down, we got a nice bus, we stopped off, had a sleep during the day, you know, focused, did everything right. But, you know, to come down and, like you say, the petrol money, the night it is. So they're the real loyal supporters. As I said to them, we'll see them on Saturday at Oldham, no doubt, and hopefully we can put them in a big performance.
Because of the depleted squad that you had, if it had been called off yesterday, would you have not been that fussed, really, and play
it
next week?
No, true, yeah. I mean, look what we've got. We've got three lads out injured. Two lads ineligible, one suspended, one's just recently departed. So there's seven, you know. So we were down to the bones. You saw today, that's the strongest team we could put out. And obviously three young kids on the bench. So, we can't afford any injuries at this moment in time. And like the pitch would... You couldn't even think about sending the players out on that. You know, it was too dangerous, end of. And, the right decision's been made. It's just a shame it wasn't made yesterday.
Yeah, just give us a quick update on the injuries. Obviously, Matt Kilgallen's shoulder. Mm-hmm. Nat Percival's gone over his ankle, is that right?
Yeah.
What about Philippe Meraise as well?
Philip's still struggling with his calf, a little niggle in his calf. Phil is Phil, you know, he went out running Tuesday, should I say Saturday, Sunday, because he wants to get fit. And I think he's just tweaked it again. Nothing major, but, you know, just putting him back a few days again. I watched Nat's. He got a bad tackle actually in the last 5 minutes of the game on Saturday. The boy went right down back of his ankle and he's swollen up a lot. But he seems to think he's another quick healer, he thinks. So he's desperate to be involved Saturday. At this moment in time, we'll still be touch and go. I think we're killer. It could be weeks. He had an x-ray on Saturday after game, which does the bone. And that, no fracture, but tomorrow he's having a MRI, tendons, muscles, ligaments, having a look at that. But he's in a little bit of pain, but again, you know, he's quite confident that he won't be out too long, which will be obviously a boost to us.
Yeah, it's looking good in that three, wasn't he, as well, in the last couple of...
Yeah, listen, he's trained well and he's, you know, he's desperate to be involved and he's got a great attitude, so... Hopefully it won't be a long-term thing for him and he won't lose much fitness and he'll be ready to go hopefully soon.
Sheffield United confirmed James Hansen tonight. Stuart, someone you've met twice. Most people getting in touch with us tonight, wishing him all the best. The contribution he's made to this club has been immense.
Yeah, 100% it has. It goes without saying I'm very, very disappointed. That he's gone. Leaves a big hole for us at the moment. We've got to work now really hard to fill it. We were looking for one striking option prior to James leaving. Now we need two. I think if you look at it at the moment, five bodies have gone out since the window and we've only brought two in. So, you know, we're working hard. We're identifying players, but then it's getting the deal over the line and get it done. So it's but listen, for James, absolutely delighted for him. got it for us. But yeah. Not only on the pitch will we miss, he'll be missed in the dressing room. You know, he's a very popular figure. People will remember. I was obviously watching the games. I weren't here when, you know, we beat Leeds and we beat Villa, but I watched all the goals. But more important to me, I remember his goal at Wimbledon. His two goals this season. You know, he's a towering header. That's what it were about. I remember his goal against Northampton. No fitting night for him to score the winner. And, you know, the tribute to Bobby it was. So, yeah, he deserves his move. You know, and all the very best to him, because he has been terrific servant. He gives everything he's got for the City team when he puts his shirt on. He might not be the most popular player in that he can do tricks and skills, but I tell you what, he gives everything for the club. And I think the people that have had a go at him over the years should be embarrassed with themselves. I really do, because you can dislike players, yeah, but you should never ever, I don't think, have a you know, dislike players for their effort that they give. If you see somebody giving everything they've got, which James does, and has played with injuries throughout, then, you know, that's a sad part of football, unfortunately.
Yeah, just so well said, Stuart. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Just quickly, we're running out of time. Charlie White's been one of the players linked to Carlisle, and you might not be able to tell us anything about.
No, I'll never speak about speculation, because they're not our players. All these names, a dozen names you could throw at me that we've been linked with. So, you know, for me, they're other teams' players, and we'll never discuss other teams' players. I think it's unfair to anyone to start discussing our players if they're still at our club. So, but listen, it's not a mystery that we're after strikers. So, you know, we certainly, you know, we, as I say, Greg, myself, we're working behind the scenes to try to target and identify, and then we've got to get the deals done and get them over the line, because we need bodies in the football club.
Great stuff, Stuart. Appreciate your time coming up here as well. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes, will do. Yeah, look forward to it.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Indeed. Stuart McCall joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live.